It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast. Well, hello. I want to welcome television's Todd Robert Anderson.
Hi.
I'm very excited to speak to you today.
I am excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Just right off the top, when did you know that you wanted to be television's Todd Robert Anderson?
Well, I think as a young boy, when I was introduced to television, I really enjoyed it. I watched, you know, the Brady Bunch and Happy Days and stuff like that. And that's when I realized I wanted to be possessed by television.
Did you want to be on the Brady Bunch? Did you want to be Peter Brady, Greg,
Bobby? I wanted to play all parts, except for Alice, because she's common.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I like Alice. Okay.
She's a nice lady, but I mean, it's a little below my station to play a maid.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Although Hazel the Maid, did you remember that TV show?
Hazel the Maid? No, I'd never known.
It was a whole show about her.
And she was just a maid. Hazel sounds like a witch's name.
No,
she wasn't superpowered.
She was the maid.
She was just the maid.
Yes.
Who was she the maid for?
A family. I don't remember.
But you just remember that. But it focused on
Because Hazel
on the maid.
Was awesome. Huh. She was kind
of
like.
Was a lot of it just her dusting and stuff?
No, she, you know, got into little dramas. And
did she have Did she have her own quarters at the family's home, or was she?
She did.
She lived on.
She
premises.
Lived, and she had a beautiful maid outfit, much like Alice's.
Really?
Yes, a little bit fancy. She's a little higher station maid, I think. So that could have worked for you.
Was a lot of the show just her sitting quietly alone in her maid's quarters?
No.
Like sad,
hijinks,
staring.
Craziness was
hijinks,
going on.
There were hijinks?
Yeah.
Well, that would make a good show, hijinks.
It would. Okay, now, completely different subject.
Uh-huh.
What do you feel about the state of the economy?
The state of the economy? Well, I would like to have more money. That's my main problem with the economy, is that I do not have more money.
How do you suggest we go about getting you more money?
I think, well, there's a lot of ways to do it. One is rig the state lottery.
Oh, I like that.
Could rig the lottery and get me that money that way. Or just, you know, start a collection. You know, maybe.
Please send donations to Todd Robert Anderson.
Yes. The bigger the better. The bigger
they're
the better.
They're tax deductible some way.
Cashier's checks only, please.
Yes, okay. All right. This is a very deep question.
All deep. I don't know.
You might want to take a minute to think about it.
Is this gotcha journalism?
How do you feel about Kim and Chris? What are your thoughts on them?
Kim and Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Chris who?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian and Chris. Who's Chris?
Her husband. Well, ex-husband.
Oh, is that they married and they got divorced the next day?
Well, he's trying to annul it. 72 days, I think.
He is or she is?
He's trying to have it annulled because he feels that he was somehow cheated, tricked, that it wasn't real. He doesn't want to be a divorced man.
Oh, I see. So
you know,
she got married
NBA
and she filed
are
for
very straight laced.
That's interesting. So she filed for divorce, but he's trying to get the marriage annulled so he doesn't have a divorce on his record.
Exactly.
Because no one likes a divorcee.
Exactly.
They're horrible. No one will touch them.
Really?
They're monsters. Once you get divorced, your life is over. It's over. You just have to lock yourself in a shack and just live alone. That's how it works.
Jack.
That's why he doesn't want divorce, because that's where he'll wind up. Oh. And he won't be able to play ball anymore, because they don't let divorced people play basketball.
Really?
The NBA is very strict about that.
They are very strict on many things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not really into them. Okay, so which do you prefer better, cats or dogs?
Wow, that's a solid question. I like both cats and dogs. I think I prefer cats just because it's a lot less work. And I'm lazy by nature. Dogs require you to go out walking. I hate walking. walking hurts. Makes you achy and tired. I don't like it. Cats just hang around. The hardest part about that is, you know, scooping the litter. I don't like that.
That is why you have a wife.
Yeah. But with a dog, you have to take the dog outside and walk with the dog. And you have to pick up his poop in front of everybody.
And carry it around in a plastic bag.
Yeah. And with cats, it's all private.
It's a private poop.
It's private.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going in your own bathroom.
Exactly.
No one sees you do that.
Exactly. And just for the record, my wife never scoops the kitty litter.
Really?
So having a wife has not helped me
How did you hook that up? I would like, really, how did she get you to do it?
I think it's a battle of wills, really. She'll just let the poop pile up. And then I get pushed to a point where I am grossed out, so then I remove the poop.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
So she always wins in that battle of wills.
Okay, what other battles does your wife win? For the women listening, we need to know how we can make our husband do these things.
You mean psychological or physical?
Either one.
Well, whenever we wrestle, she always wins. She always,
she's a good
wrestler. No, I don't have much upper body strength, so it's not that hard to overpower me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she can just physically jump hold you down and make you do stuff.
It's not abusive. It's, you know.
Well, no.
There are lessons I need to learn.
Yeah, clearly.
She's doing it because she loves me.
She does.
She really does.
She does. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I can't read what I wrote.
You can't read your notes?
Mm-mm. Oh, who were you rooting for on Dancing with the Stars?
I'm not. I have never, ever watched that show.
Can you proudly say that?
Who is Cher's kid still on the program, or was that last year?
Chastity was on.
So I'm rooting for...
I think it's actually over.
If it's over, then I'm definitely rooting for Chastity.
Okay. I don't think she...
If it's still going, I'm not sure.
I don't think he was in the top three.
He wasn't?
No, he went quite a
bit. Well, then obviously that show is junk.
He was good.
He should have won. I never watched, but he should have won. He's Cher's kid.
Yes. For that reason alone.
Exactly.
So are you training for the LA Marathon?
Yes, I'm...
Because you said you didn't like walking, but I'm thinking running.
No. I thought you meant training to go watch.
No.
No, I'm not training to run in the marathon.
Why not? Is it like running?
Pain? Yeah, I don't... I have no... There's a lot of things that marathons bring about that I try to avoid. And I know sometimes they're unavoidable, but, you know... Shitting my pants, and
I didn't know that
happens.
Brought about.
That does happen quite a bit during marathons, and also bleeding nipples.
Bleeding nipples.
I'm not. That doesn't always do the trick. It'll hold them out for a few more miles, but then the band-aids also start chafing. Yeah, there's a lot of chafing. So I don't like bloody nipples, and I don't like pooping my pants. But I do enjoy going to marathons and watching people have those events happen to them.
Okay. Okay, I can understand that. That would be very entertaining.
Yeah.
So what are your plans? Christmas is coming up. What are your plans for the holidays?
My plans for the holidays are, it's pretty basic. You know, presents under the tree and watch the kid open presents. And then probably have some canned Spam.
Canned Spam?
With canned pineapples on top.
Nice. That sounds like a treat.
You know, warm that up
in the
oven. Christmas
miracle.
Yeah, that's a Christmas. Everybody gets their own hunk of Spam and pineapples and... It'll be good.
Does your son believe in Santa Claus?
He does.
Very fun.
He does. He does believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, so cookies and milk?
He'll leave out cookies and milk, yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure Santa will enjoy. Mm-hmm.
What kind of cookies do you leave?
Well, maybe bake some Toll House chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's,
you know.
See, Santa does like that.
Buttery goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
I like butter. Butter's good.
Oh, you're an author. You've written two books so far?
Two, yes. I've written two very different books, yes.
Very different.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I have not finished the second one.
I wrote a book about acting.
No, I read that.
I wrote a horror novel called The Last Road Trip.
The Last Road Trip.
It's about a bunch of people on the last road trip. That's why it's called that.
The Last Road Trip?
Yeah.
That's very clever.
It'll be the last one.
That anyone ever takes.
It's a doomsday scenario.
Do you have plans to write another book?
Yeah, I wrote the kind of rough draft of another horror novel.
What's the title of that?
It's called The Headache Man.
The Headache Man.
Yeah, it's about a guy with a headache. Yeah. Well, not really, because it's fictional. Because the way he treats his headache, he realizes his headache goes away when he kills people.
Oh.
So that's what.
So it's not autobiographical.
It's not autobiographical. I based it on, you know, I'm a chronic pain sufferer. I have this headache that never goes away, and I imagined, well, what if I, you know, killed someone and it went away? That would be there would be a conflict there, because you want the headache to go away, but you'd probably feel pretty bad killing people.
I'm guessing. But I mean, people don't, because, you know.
Well, he's not, but that's the trick of the story, is he's not a psychopath or a sociopath. He understands what he's doing, but when he does it, his headache does go away.
And how long does his headache go away for?
It depends on who he kills.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
How far into it are you?
Well, I wrote the whole first draft, so I've kind of got the story from beginning to end, but there's a lot of, you know.
I think that sounds like it could be a movie.
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see someone make a movie out of something I wrote. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
That would go back to money.
Yeah, I bet. And if the movie's a hit, I bet I'll make a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Then maybe get a sequel, Headache Man 2, The Return of the Headache.
The Return of the Headache. I like it.
Yeah. It could be a big, like, a major trilogy directed by Peter Jackson, even. They shoot them all at once in New Zealand. I'd have to rewrite it a little bit, because my character's
maybe
not...
Maybe a tropical location.
Oh, like a Hawaii type deal?
Caribbean?
Yeah, that sounds...
Warm
that
weather?
Sounds, that sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah, I should rewrite it for it to be set in the Caribbean.
Yeah. I like that.
Yep.
You could kill, like, Rastafarians. Well, and maybe you feel even better the more stoned that they are.
Oh, that's a way to go. May be letters if it's a story about a white guy who goes to the Caribbean and kills Rastafarians. There may be some groups who have a problem with that.
He doesn't have to be a white guy.
I guess. He's just another Rastafarian living in the Caribbean.
He could be another Rastafarian. But then it would be hard for you to star in it. But we got, you know, we can work on that, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You could be his white sidekick.
Yeah. Oh, or I could just, you know, use makeup like C. Thomas Howell and Soul Man.
Oh!
That didn't hurt his career at all.
No, that's a good call right there. Okay, Todd, my final question to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You can think about this for a minute. Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Do I believe in dinosaurs? Yes, I do believe in dinosaurs. There seems to be a lot of scientific evidence that at one time dinosaurs existed.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's fossils and whatnot.
You know, I do work across the street from the La Brea Tar Pits sometimes when I'm not interviewing people.
Right.
But I don't know. You really think those bones are real?
Well, the La Brea Tar Pits, those aren't dinosaurs.
They're not.
The fossils
are animals
from the Ice Age and whatnot. But they're way after the dinosaurs. Those animals, mammals and stuff, came a long time after.
What about like the saber-toothed cats?
Those aren't dinosaurs. They're not. They came much later, way after dinosaurs. The saber-toothed, the Ice Age.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why that movie Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs is, you know, scientifically inaccurate, because they fall through the ice and then they're in dinosaur land, and that never happened.
Are you sure?
That was ridiculous. Also, I don't think woolly mammoths could talk. And I don't think a saber-toothed tiger and a woolly mammoth and whatever that John Leguizamo thing is would be friends, realistically.
But that's what makes it so lovely.
Well, I think it's irresponsible to rewrite history in that way, because it confuses children.
Clearly it confuses me as well.
So, yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
It was wonderful. Maybe we can do this again. Maybe when your movie's coming out.
Yes. The Headache. Yes, okay. The Headache show.
Fantastic.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.